Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM. On the line, we have Steve Meckenbecker from CanStar. A warm welcome to you, Steve, and shock. The rates have fallen. What's going on?
Good morning, Shane. After near enough 3 years, I'm going to have to start remembering 1.25% because the Reserve Bank has cut the cash rate by 0.25, and it's now 1.25%.
And I've gone through some historical data, and it's never been this low in over 100 years.
We haven't had a cash rate for 100 years. That's part of the reason for that, but you're absolutely right. ever since they started tracking it, this is the lowest cash rate. It's a record.
Mm.
It's reflecting in the prices people are paying for their home loans. They're paying less for home loans than any time in memory.
Now, I got to look at one of the ramifications of this is, the banks were crying poor when a little while ago they were saying we're going to have to raise interest rates, and of course a couple of them did. Not all of them have dropped their rates totally to the same level either. There's a bit of a scathing attack on the ANZ, for example.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked and slightly angered, I have to say, by their reaction. Mm. The fact they came out of it so quickly. They only passed on 0.18% of the 0.25% cut.
That's right.
And back in September, September and December, and that was later, the big banks, but most of the market actually put up their rates by between 0.12 and 0.16%.
Correct.
And the reason they did it back then is that their cost of wholesale funding had gone up. And there's no question it had gone up and gone up quite steeply. Since then, though, the cost of wholesale funding has reduced dramatically, and it's gone back down to below the levels, not just then, but below the levels prior to that. But they haven't actually given that back. So let's say, on average, that increase was 0.14, then there's 0.14 that isn't really a rate cut, in a sense. So if you want to think of it that way, ANZ passes on 0.18%, and they've already put it up 0.14%. Well, they're really only passing on 0.04 of a 0.25% increase.
Which is absolutely bugger all.
Well, that's right. My view, look going into this, was that they would all pass it on because they're under a lot of political pressure, and also after the Royal Commission, they had something to prove, and to really, this would have been a demonstration that we've taken it on board. We're turning over a new leaf.
And that goodwill has just been thrown out the window simply by not passing on the rate cut properly.
Well, I think that's right. I think in the goodwill stakes, NAB and Combank have come out well on top. And I'm surprised that the other two let this opportunity slip.
Mm. Now, unemployment and also wages are still being factored here. And, of course, Philip Lowe has singled those two items out in particular. Something has to happen with these two.
Yeah, that's right. The unemployment rate isn't such a disaster. It went up to 5.2%, but this is in the last reading. Now, the reason it went up wasn't that jobs weren't being created. It went up because participation rates went up. So more people looking for jobs than the prior month, and therefore couldn't all find work, and therefore the unemployment rate went up. Now, that's a better reason for unemployment going up than jobs have been lost. So it wasn't like jobs had been lost. So that was no real cause for panic. But the fact is that he wants to get unemployment down. If we all do. If you don't see unemployment get down, you won't see wages going up effectively. And we all want wages to go up to cover the ultimate increases sooner or later when they come in home loan rates and everything else. We want spending to go up to keep growing the economy. GDP growth was right down last quarter, and the new data is out, the next quarter is out today sometime, I believe.
Hmm.
So, the economy just clearly needs a kickstart. But one of the things that loomed very large in his thinking was that the trade wars are going to really hurt the global economy, and that will flow through to Australia.
Now, you're going to be saving some dollars, roughly about $60 a month, I guess it is, on most mortgages. Is that about right?
Yeah, on a $400,000 mortgage, it's around that $60 mark.
All right, watch the space. We'll have details on our radio station, on our website, 1015fm.com.au. Do look out for that. Steve Meckenbecker, as always, we do appreciate your insight into everything RBA has to do. Here on Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM.